Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS in nadaljujemo z današnjo oddajo danes v soboto 27. novembra 2021. Ostajamo v Melbourneu in sicer bomo sedaj se pogovarjali z vsem dobro znano slovenko, avstralsko slovenko, članico sveta ministrstva za slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu in predsednico sveta slovenskih organizacij v Viktoriji, to je Frances Urbas Johnson. Lep pozdrav.
Lepo pozdravljena Katarina in vsem poslušalkam, poslušalcem.
Frances, kaj se novega dogaja na področju? Slišala sem, da ste imeli sestanek, da ste se slišali z vsemi organizacijami, a se kaj dogaja ali ti ne, je bolj zatišje sedaj po COVID-u?
Yes, that's right, Katarina. We had our first meeting of the Council of Slovenian Organizations of Victoria on Saturday, the 20th of November, so last week. It was wonderful because it was the first time that we have had a meeting in person since these numerous shutdowns that have been occurring here in Victoria. Our last meeting was actually back in April, which was over video. So it hasn't been since the start of this year that we've been able to get together with all the members of the council and have a face-to-face meeting. So it was wonderful to see everybody that was able to attend and to discuss how the clubs are going. As you said, you know, coming out of COVID, there are so many of, you know, celebrations and events that were cancelled. Of course, it was very disappointing that we missed out on Yadran's club's 50th anniversary back in mid-October, which unfortunately had to be postponed. And yeah, we certainly missed, I think all the clubs, the general consensus was that we very much missed having all of our members at our clubs and celebrating all these special events throughout the year. However, more positive times are ahead now, I think, for our state and, of course, for all of our clubs and our community, with everything opening back up and slowly coming back to life. So we're very excited about that. I know that some of the clubs now are starting back with their events. Of course, we're leading into Christmas now. So there'll be an end of year party, I think, at Yadran one of those days, and Mikhail Jovania at SDM up in Eltham, and possibly some New Year's Eve celebrations. And I'm sure there'll be more word of that ahead.
In ali se bo potrebno prijaviti s QR kodo v vse te klube in vse prireditve, bo potrebno biti cepljen ali ne?
Yeah, well, we all have to comply with the government regulations. We are all hospitality venues, so there will be a requirement to QR code and provide proof of vaccination when visiting any of the clubs. And a proof of vaccination, once again, needs to comply with government regulations. So it's the digital certificate that is linked to the Services Victoria app, or the official COVID vaccination certificate, the paper one, or the paper immunisation history. So they're the three that we're able to accept. And yes, you know, in my interactions with each of the clubs, all will be ensuring that these are checked as people are coming in. I'm sure that everybody can understand that we just can't take any chances with some positive COVID case. It could still possibly happen, but we need to minimise the risk as much as possible. And as I said, once again, just complying with government regulations, we really don't have a choice. However, you know, so far we've already started. I know that at Eltham, they've already started with these regulations, and slowly, you know, everybody's getting used to it. So I'm sure that, you know, everybody has also been interacting out in the community and with restaurants, and also getting used to these new procedures. And I'm sure that all the clubs will also have bit of support on hand if anyone's having trouble with linking an app or linking their digital proof of vaccination certificate to their app. So there's always a helping hand around too if anyone's having any issues, so they can also just let us know.
No in verjetno tisti, ki nimajo pametnih telefonov, ki ne morejo dokazati tega na njihovih napravah, lahko seveda si po domače povedano natiskajo hard copy in jo potem vzamejo seboj, tudi to velja. Ja, tako da, a imaš še ti kaj za dodat? To bo verjetno tudi sprejemljivo.
That's correct, yes. So as I mentioned, the paper documents, the proof of vaccination COVID certificate, the paper one, and also the paper immunization history. So three different types. First is the digital certificate on the smartphone, as you mentioned. Secondly, the paper COVID certificate, or thirdly, the paper immunization history. Mm-hmm. But they're as you said, the official one. So three different types that the government will currently allow as official proof of vaccination.
No, in da se sedaj preseliva na naslednji vikend, na naslednji konec tedna in nas bo obiskal vsem dobro znani mož Sveti Miklavž, ki bo prišel tudi na Slovensko društvo Melbourne v Eltham. Kdaj bo to in kaj se bo dogajalo?
So we're all very excited that he's back with us for another year. On Sunday, the 5th of December, Slovenian Association Melbourne up at Eltham will have a lunch for Sveti Miklavž, which starts at 12:30. It's a two-course lunch, and of course, drinks are available. And then, yes, after lunch at around 2:30, Sveti Miklavž will grace us with his presence and also hopefully with some presents. So we're very much looking forward to that. Last year we had a wonderful event. This year, it's already about two-thirds booked. There are still some lunch reservations available. So if anyone's interested, they are most welcome to make a booking with Lynn Belts. If you don't know her phone number, you can call me and I can pass that on to you.
Ja, tako in še vedno je čas, da otroci in odrasli pišemo Svetemu Miklavžu, da mu napišemo, česa si želimo in seveda tudi, kaj bomo v zameno storili, ker moramo biti pridni, Sveti Miklavž vedno nas vedno spremlja in če v primeru, da nismo, bodo pa parkeljni poskrbeli za to, da nas podučijo. A bodo tudi parkeljni v Elthamu?
Well, like you said, there's in this world and in this life, there is good and there is bad, and it's all about a balancing act. So yes, the devils will be there, but on the other hand, there will also be perhaps an angel or two to balance it out. So yes, I would advise that everyone is on their best behavior, and I hope everyone's been on most wonderful behavior throughout the year. Sveti Miklavž, of course, has been watching everybody, so he'll be on the lookout on the day. We're lucky in a way to live in a community where we get to celebrate our tradition and our heritage of Slovenia and having this Sveti Miklavž. And I know that when my children were very young, they thought it was fantastic because there were presents at the start of December and presents at the end. So it's wonderful keeping this cultural event and this heritage alive and letting our future generations enjoy it as much as we always have, even if the devils are there.
Seveda je vse je posvečeno otrokom in mladim, tako da upajmo, da se bodo zbrali v čim večjem številu na društvu v Elthamu prihodnjo nedeljo 5. decembra. In seveda se ti najlepše zahvaljujem, Frances, da si danes pokramljala z mano in delila vse te informacije z našimi poslušalci. Ostani zdrava in seveda se vidimo v Elthamu.
Oh, thank you so much, Katarina, and I wish you all the best too, and to all the listeners, and really look forward to seeing everybody back at the clubs, back in the community, and enjoying the rest of this year and looking forward to a wonderful 2022. Thank you all. Hvala lepa.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.